However your night has been, I wish you a beautiful morning. I'm happy to see you. It's good to be back again. It's nice that we are all alive. That's good news. A very precious opportunity to continue that practice that is basically always the same and then adapts to the situation of now. What is always same is that in the beginning of the practice we develop that motivation. That's what is called going for refuge. Actually, just remembering the source, remembering where true happiness can be found. And that we extend that to everyone. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. Imagine you were saying these words by saying Namo Buddha Nature. Namo Truth which liberates. Namo friends and brothers, sisters all over the world. You see, that's the meaning. And with that, we breathe in and breathe out. There's nothing else to do. And there it is again, this wonderful, in abstract words, this wonderful unity of compassion and wisdom. And on the more intimate level, this wonderful sensitivity, morning style. Sensitivity waking up, sensitivity coming into the day. And already an understanding. Already some seeing. Already this beautiful attitude of not taking ourselves so seriously. This is especially helpful in the morning. It sets the tone for the whole day. And I invite you to go directly with me into the practice of the six dharmas of Tilopa. Now that the day is still fresh, to relax those tendencies that want to think about the past, for example, the night, about the future, for example, the next breath, or the present, which doesn't need a comment. And let's say we are doing it only with a minimum of analysis, only a minimum. The one thing which is usually helpful is to see whether there is some dukkha, some stress somewhere. That's our analysis. And our little bit of meditation, that is to relax that stress. And when we have quickly reached the limits of what we can relax now, then we leave the mind just as it is. Open, flowing on, ungraspable, vivid, and creative, naturally interconnected. from time to time, listen to your inner guru, this voice of Sati. It's like listening. How would it be good to be present now? Where to direct my attention? Remember that you always have many options. If you feel drowsy, still a little bit sleepy, you can open your eyes, you can even stand up, you can straighten your body. If you feel restless, agitated, you can do the belly breathing. Can feel more the ground. And whatever you do, it is always extremely helpful to be breathing in and out with some gentleness. Kind to yourself. Receiving the breath like an offering coming from the world, so to speak, coming directly from the trees and the plants. And then as the breath flows out, giving it back to the world. A little offering of a kind out-breath. Receiving and sharing. All the time, receiving and sharing. Receiving support for this life and giving support for life. And we don't have to think about that, about this receiving and sharing. It happens by itself. You just open up to the very basic facts of life. We have another 15 minutes to go. Maybe some of you want to change position, stretch a little bit. And perhaps while you're stretching and moving, perhaps bending your head or whatever you're doing, see that all these movements are movements of compassion. This is taking care of oneself. And the respect to do it in such a way as to not disturb your neighbor is that same compassion, that same loving attention for the other person. It's all there. It's so natural. And if you look a little bit closer, then in that, the way we take care of ourselves and others, there is always this side of receiving some information, being sensitive to what we feel, what we see, what we hear, feel in the body, what we feel emotionally. So there is this sensitivity, and then the outgoing sensitivity, which tries to find out what exactly is helpful. And in the same way as we test out which movement of the body, which posture is most beneficial, in the same way, our words will test out which words are most beneficial. And even if you watch a little bit more closely, our thoughts are testing out what is most beneficial. And this is this constant compassion. There's no better word in English, I'm sorry for that, but it's this constant resonance, the incoming and the outcoming resonance with the little world of ours and the larger world around us. The Buddhas say, the great masters, that the whole world is made of compassion. If we translate that, it's all resonance. And if there is no clinging to self, then this resonance is creating very harmonious cycles of interbeing, fields of interbeing. And this includes the waters, the rocks, everything. Well, I know some of you don't know what to think about this mantra singing, but it's for some a very good way to get into the day. So yesterday I introduced you to another mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. I use the Tibetan pronunciation or the Nepali pronunciation. It's written Padme for the lotus. The Om means again the wisdom of all awakened ones, calling on to that great awareness of the awakened ones. Mani means jewel. It's a jewel. It's a jewel of our own mind. It's a wish-fulfilling jewel. And the Buddha of Compassion holds the wish-fulfilling jewel of our own mind in the hands. And Padma means lotus. Padme means the one with the lotus. So the lotus we are talking about is the lotus of bodhicitta. It's the unfolding of that limitless openness towards all sentient beings and the awakened mind. And hung at the end is the syllable of activity. May the activity of that unfolding of the lotus that shows the wish-fulfilling gem as the heart mind of all beings be manifest with the blessing of all the awakened ones. That would be the translation. Well, translations help a little bit, but singing helps more. So, just a little bit of that. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Now, as we enjoy this next 3/4 of an hour, see all the movements of compassion in your mind, how you take good care of yourself, whatever you are doing. Yes. Or how all the movements, if you do it in physical exercise, in yoga, or if you drink something, see that all of that is that resonance with your own body, and then taking good care of that. And then see how you're attentive to your surrounding, you know, like you place your yoga mat there where the ants are not crawling. And this is the compassion for others. This is already it. And so on and so on. Just see the movements in your own mind.